There are a lot of people that connect St. Pete, but one of the people that really knows how to do it is Josh Naiman of Naiman Creative. He has so many different entities, and I want to welcome him to Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and today we're going to be talking about Connect St. Pete, Working on the Edge, his new co-working arena, and his, is it called Sun Leaders?
Sun Leaders.
Sun Leaders. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you so much, Nanette. It's awesome to be on Radio St. Pete after knowing about it for a while and being a supporter as a listener. I love what you guys are doing. And I think Connect is just a complete alignment of that. Well, hence, I'm here, I believe.
Well, and you know, we're looking forward. Let me just mention some of the interviews that you've done. I mean, you've done relationships and business coaching, building community in the law, meaning and music, teaching and personal growth. Tell me a little bit how you got into podcasting in addition to your agency and what that journey has been for you.
Sure thing. Yeah. So that's the Naiman Creative Show. That's the podcast that I put a lot of love into, and it's through my business. But we rarely talk about my business. We talk about amazing people doing like the most creative, important work in so many realms on that. But I got into podcasting because I went and got my master's, filled in gaps of my production knowledge that I had gained over the years, whether it be design or how to do websites, animation. But I had never done podcasting or documentary film production. So I went, got my master's to fill those gaps. Started a podcast called The Belief Books, and I'll resurrect that one day. But we actually, the idea behind that was to publish a book every year from the interviews. So hence, we do book publishing too with Naiman Creative. So again, eventually, we want businesses to work their way up this pyramid of marketing and self fulfillment, creating themselves a thought leader. And once you get to podcasting and books, That's where you want to be. So podcasting, I believe, should be first because it's a great way to get in people's ears. And so it just works along that, you know, marketing pyramid. And so we produce it. We do that work.
But it's more than marketing. I always say that what Josh is a great storyteller because I've listened to all your podcasts. I mean, you've had our friend Joy Rose from the Museum of Motherhood.
Oh, she's
on.
Great. Yeah. Thanks for listening, by the way.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about the Sun Leaders concept and this networking. It's really a lifestyle, kind of like John Miles is doing the Inspire Network. Mm-hmm. You are doing the Connect Network.
Yeah, absolutely. Sun Leaders was really the thing that inspired Connect St. Pete. We always knew we needed a home. So we started in October of 2023. That's when I started Sun Leaders. And it was just a way to do networking in a really intentional way for education and uplifting each other as leaders in the community specifically. We have great local networking organizations that are referral based. We wanted to fill a gap of helping each other, uplifting each other as leaders, but we always knew we needed a home. And now we finally have a home. It makes sense.
So you moved from Feather Sound, your office in Feather Sound.
Yeah.
To the Edge District. And shout out to Nicole Waters, who first introduced us, now president of the Edge District.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Nicole.
Absolutely. We love you, Nicole. And Eric Nutting is your partner. Tell us a little bit about Eric.
Oh, Eric's great. He's a business coach. I met him at the first co-working space downtown that we were in. And when we met, we immediately clicked. So at the next co-working space, we said he was really on board with Sun Leaders and soon became my vice president, helping me run that. And we always knew we needed to build Connect and have a home and a space that we could do all these wonderful things from, including the Naiman Creative Show and helping other people podcast. Whoever needs to get their word out and need a space to do whatever that is and grow and uplift others, that's what we're doing.
Well, I look forward to joining Sun Leaders. I think it's a terrific organization. But tell us a little bit about the Sun Leaders. Could share and amplify a little bit of a light on them.
Yeah, sorry. I probably got on a bit of a tangent away from Sun Leaders because the engine, I think, behind Connect is Sun Leaders. It's cool because we have just a Sun Leaders membership. And you come to either the first or both, the first and third Friday of every month and from 1 to 2:30. We have a different featured speaker, and they take us through their vision and their perspective of a particular pillar of leadership that we've identified for each month. So we have 12 pillars of leadership, and each month we dive in to that particular topic in relation to whatever this featured speaker has on their perspective of that pillar. And so we're going to do the same thing next year, but with 24 featured speakers. This year we've had 12, 14.
What are the pillars of leadership, Josh? I want to think about that. What are really, in this era, this is really a great question for our listeners to ponder, personally and professionally.
Let me, that's a great question. I'm going to get some, not all, and I don't want to, but
just
there's
a few.
Integrity and values. There's collaboration, courage, humility. Ooh. Oh, where's Eric when you need him?
No, this is good.
Team.
Actually, I love
those
this.
That gives you a taste. We were very intentional. We had like a 3-hour lunch with my leadership team, and we said, before next year starts, in this meeting, we're defining our leadership pillars and what that is. And really, we're very intentional about each word. And that's why I don't want to say any that I don't know is exact. But it's been an awesome journey. And we have authors that we engage in. So we have fun leaders. We do social events on the fourth Friday of each month. We have a featured local author that we work with each quarter. And we're going to start doing book signings at local bookstores here and
elsewhere. Book and bottle.
There we go.
Right, boom. Right. Our friend Dom was just here. And you know, our friend Dawn Hunter, I think you know Dawn Hunter. She does a leadership book club for women.
Well, it sounds like I need to know Dawn.
I know.
Great.
Tell me about some of the people who are members of Sun Leaders. Let's talk specifically about them.
Yeah. You have lawyers, coaches, fitness people, accountants, tech people, and everything in between. We have someone who does music through laughter. Or health through music and laughter. She's great.
Who is that? That sounds fabulous.
Her name is Laughing Mary Kay. Shout out to you. She's brought her flute and soothed us. We've laughed at one of our fun leaders. We did a whole laughter day. We celebrated that. It's been such a journey because everybody involved has such a different journey. It's not niche specific. It's very inclusive, and we're all there to uplift. So we've attracted this really great community that's from all sorts of different walks and that are looking to grow and do right in the community and just plug into something bigger than themselves.
So it's kind of like the Tower of Babel. You have the Tower of Babel in life. And if you don't collaborate and if you don't mix that diverse group of leaders, then no one understands what the other person is talking to. The architect talks in architectural language. The lawyer talks in law. Sounds to me like you are demystifying and toppling the Tower of Babel so that leaders can connect in a way and speak languages and talk about ideas without being in their own silos. Is that true?
100%. That's a great – I'm going to use that. That's mine now. No, I'm just kidding.
It is yours. I wish – I have to take a photograph of the shirt that you have on too because you are very concerned about the common good and using the spoken word and podcasts for the common good.
Certainly.
Tell me a little bit about the good deeds that you're doing in your world.
Sure. Well, Sun Leaders supports nonprofits continually. So we're always plugged into nonprofits, and that's actually been a big membership, people plugging in from nonprofits, because it's so mutual. Name and Creative, we always give 10% off of nonprofits work that we do, like right off the bat. You know, the work that I do with the Museum of Motherhood or Great Explorations or wherever it is, you know, discounted. And, you know, I feel good about that. And then we've also given away a website to a nonprofit.
Very nice.
So we, you know, sometimes just give and doing what I can. I think Sun Leaders is really the biggest vehicle. You know, I don't want to talk too much about Name and Creative and that, but I think the support that we do now with Connect and Sun Leaders, the nonprofits.
So how many members do you have now in Sun Leaders?
About 50? We've had 125, 150 people come through to meetings. But, you know, 50, 20, 20 people on average, maybe 15, come to events. And some events are much lighter than that. And we've had other more robust. But they're always powerful. It doesn't matter how many people are there. I've missed one in 2 years. And I have gained so much knowledge and connected with great people over that time that it's worth it to have started it just for that. But I don't want to be a selfish because I know that other people have gained a lot of insight and grown through in many ways through it.
I think we have a similar mission, Radio St. Pete, and the Connect News that you're starting.
Sure.
And let's talk a little bit about Connect News. Of course, folks, you know that Radio St. Pete is an all-volunteer nonprofit network, and we like to tell stories. And you are doing something similar as well in your new community news. Let's share that.
Yeah. So Connect News. So the Sun Leaders podcast is run by Sun Leaders. So we have that, and that'll go into the Connect News. Connect News eventually will be always on, fed by our events that we record and our members and contributors to that radio station. So they record their audio, they contribute to a business segment or a sports segment or a food segment, and they'll have 15 minutes or whatever it is, 20, and they'll record their kind of their news segment. And it's all contributed news, a community of local news. And we had a panel event. One of Connect's very first events was with three lawyers, Nick Fiorentino, Whitney Smith, Doug Jackson. And we, it wasn't a huge, massive showing, but we had the most robust conversation about, can we find common ground in politics? Is there common ground in politics? And the whole thread of that entire panel was that we need to get on the same page and get our news in ways we can trust. And so if we have another, you know, perspective of news to get word out about what's happening, that's kind of what I'm about.
I think what we're all talking about here, Josh, if I'm right, is community conversations.
Yeah.
And the Tampa Bay Times just hosted a wonderful forum with Stephanie Hayes as the panel forum leader, where they talked about, can we all just get along? And that is what I kind of sense you're doing with community news and with Sun Leaders, is trying to create a community conversation to amplify solutions and ideas. Is that right?
100%. Yeah. It's all in the name of Connect, and connecting people to each other, to information, in a positive way, moving things forward. With the nonprofits, I forgot to mention, we're Collect St. Pete. I should have told you. We're not Connect St. Pete for the next month or so, because we're collecting for nonprofits. Like, we have two toy drives. So boxes are at our entrance, you'll see.
Oh, that's great.
And you can drop off a teddy bear and a toy. So we're Collect St. Pete. I should have clarified for the next month.
Absolutely. So what has it been like to move back downtown with your name and creative, and also this wonderful co-working Connect St. Pete that you've set up?
It's been overwhelming in the most positive sense. It's the Edge District in St. Pete have an energy that's unlike anything I've experienced personally.
Or at least here in St. Pete, right?
Yeah, specifically. Yes. And the Edge District is an embodiment of that with the business association that I've joined. Shout out to Roger Curlin.
Yeah, we love you, Roger. Come back from vacation so we can do news on the Edge.
There it is, yeah. And then I'm going to take him on vacation because the Sun Leaders is partnering with the Edge to do a seminar at sea. There might still be spaces available, but we're on the days at sea, we're doing seminars. And you will build your business there. And then we can have fun. So it's
I think Radio St. Pete should be there.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I can hook you up.
Absolutely.
All sorts of cool stuff. I don't even know where to end or begin.
I don't know, but I just love this. I want to share before we sign off, because we will have Josh back on, and we're looking to collaborate on some things, because that's one of the pillars of leadership. Tell me a little bit about your journey. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school? And I know that there's a cool story about how you met your wife.
Yeah, that's certain. Well, I'm from Indiana. I'm a Hoosier boy.
Woohoo!
Yeah, thanks. So, you know, undergrad of Purdue, and I got my master's at IU, so nobody can give me any gruff on each side, so we're all good. you know, I volunteered at the world's largest computer graphics organization since 2008, and I love this because it changed my life. That's a way that I've been able to give back and travel the world and meet the most fantastic people, including my wife, at one of the conferences in Vancouver, Canada in 2014. They have big parties at these conferences, as many do. And, you know, Monday night, there's a chapters party for the conference, and found myself dancing on the stage, which I never do, ever. And saw this beautiful woman dancing alone. So, I don't know. It was like magnetism. It's really interesting. And we fell in love that week, and I, you know, rode with her to say goodbye to the airport. And I said, you know, I think I love you. I don't want to not stay in touch. I think this is something special. She says, I feel the exact same way. And that was it.
You
she
celebrated
moved to America.
You celebrated 10 years. You went back
we
to the
went
same
10
conference.
Years.
Same conference this summer?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that romantic? So I just
it was
love
really cool
that.
With two kids. We brought our two kids back 10 years later. So, yeah, we're getting a little choked up.
I'm getting verklempt. Josh, advice for entrepreneurs and also this next generation now that, you know, is having a hard time launching in the AI business world. What's your advice? I mean, you've been a graphic designer. You've been a computer person. You've done so much. What's your advice to this next generation or anybody looking to start a business?
I think know the craft. You know, like no matter what, the tools are always going to change. You know, when Photoshop was introduced and a keynote speaker at the conference this year was by the a lead at Adobe, a lead researcher, and it was his perspective of AI and looking at history to learn about what we feel in AI. And I thought it was just a greater answer to your question, which is that no matter what technology – the thing is, painters, even before this, when photography came along, painters were super scared and so against photography because they were extremely scared of what it would do, but actually just enhanced the art world. And that's what's continuing. But AI is across worlds. And no matter what world you're in, it's probably best to adopt it in an ethical, responsible way that maintains your autonomy and your creativity. That's what you feed it, to use it like a Photoshop, like a camera.
I love that. Where can people find you online and on social, and where can we find your podcast?
Sure. The Name and Creative Show on all platforms, the Sun Leaders Podcast, obviously recommend that. And, you know, if you just want to reach out to me directly, josh@namandcreative.com. You know, check out our website and connect with us. There's no other Naaman Creatives out there, so makes it easy.
Connect St. Pete, Working on the Edge. Delighted to have you downtown. Delighted to meet you in person. We look forward to airing some of your podcasts here on Radio St. Pete and collaborating with you in the future, my friend.
Thank you so much, Nanette. I really appreciate you, and I look forward to our collaboration that's ahead.
For Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. This has been Josh Naaman, Connect St. Pete, Naaman Creative. And if you have a great idea and you want to do a TED Talk, just get Josh. He can do it for you. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.